told this morning when I was talking to him earlier. Amen. And I want to read in Romans chapter 8 this morning. Amen. And I will, we will be reading several other places in the Word of God, but I want to look at, amen, something God was dealing with my heart this morning. It's out of the text of a message that we've preached before, but sometimes we just take old messages and, amen, kind of give them a slightly different slant. God was dealing with my heart on something that's was a micro or a subtopic of the message that we preached before. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. There's something about being chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. I said there's something about being chosen. Amen. I believe Sister Deborah said something about people liking which now makes you feel good. I can tell you when the Lord chooses you, it makes you feel better than good. Amen. To be chosen of the Lord ought to make us just feel like jumping across the rooftop. Amen. And thank God that God is chosen. I appreciate God's choices. But God's made choices and man must make choices. Amen. And well, I guess the Lord was confirming my message all the way around this morning. I turned the TV on for just a moment and there's the old Baptist preacher from Atlanta, whatever his name is, Charles Stanley, and he's preaching on our choices and whether they be should be God's choices. But when we choose things, we kind of apt to make a mess out of it. And he's talking about the repercussions from those choices. Amen. We live in an age today that don't believe that they ought to pay the penalty of their choices. Hello? You know, it's not my fault. Somebody else's. It was my grandfather's, my dad's, or my mother's, or somebody else. Amen. And David, when he sinned, what made him so different from Saul? Saul said, "The people, Lord, it was the people's idea to bring all them, amen, old sheep and cattle and all that stuff back, and he's the king." Amen. Wasn't nobody making Saul do anything. But when David is confronted with his sin, he falls on his face and said, "Lord, I have sinned against thee, and against thee only have I sinned." In other words, David didn't say, "Hey, it ain't the fella up the road that's caused me to do all this stuff. If it hadn't been for them people down the highway, I wouldn't have never had..." Come on. Amen. If it hadn't been for, you know, amen, Bathsheba having to take that bath. That was no, David didn't say that, did he? He said, "I've sinned, Lord." Amen. Thank God. If we're going to get anywhere with God, we're going to have to be willing to own up to our own choices. Amen. Romans 8 and 28, the Word of God says, "And we know..." Amen. We could preach a long time right there. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Sir, for the honor to be a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What a glorious privilege it is to be part of the family of God, to be grafted in. Sir, this morning, let us not be heady or boastful or high-minded, such a Lord, because You have cut down that natural olive branch and You've grafted in the wild. Let us, God, be thankful. Let us be humble. Oh, hallelujah. And let us, God, embrace that which You have done. And let us run with You the race that is set before us. Thank You, Lord, that You've called us and that You've chosen, God, this morning. Thank You, sir. May we fulfill all righteousness. May Your will be done. May we speak as the oracle of Thee, and may You have glory and honor. May You set an off the counsel of the enemy. Hallelujah. And may Your will be done in every life. And may we run the race of the chosen and the called in the name of Jesus. Give You the glory. And everybody said amen. For a little while this morning, the called and chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to be called. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read some, look at some definitions shortly here just to kind of lay a foundation. Amen. In the Word of God. Amen. And in this passage of Scripture this morning, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love, amen, that love God. Amen. To them who are the called according, amen, showing us that everything falls back to the purpose of God. Amen. According to His purpose. Amen. My. You see, when we get everything, when we get away from God's purpose, we've got everything out of kilter and nothing fits, nothing works right, nothing goes together, all the pieces are wrong. Amen. But when we get it according to His purpose, amen, if God makes sure everything falls together, I don't mean you won't have tribulations and trials. And amen, come on. In the world, Jesus said in John chapter 16, you shall have tribulation. Amen. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. You know, I've heard those folks. Amen. I've preached in those soup kitchens where, amen, those preachers would preach, amen. You just add Jesus to your life and everything becomes, amen, like flows with milk and honey and silk. I said, somebody, amen, needs to quit preaching lies. Amen. No, your eternity's better. But I don't mean, amen, that the devil's gone anywhere. Hello? Amen. He's still there and he's going to be coming after you. Amen. So what happens to people when they hear that, amen, and suddenly their life gets worse than it was, amen, what do? They said, I must have made a mistake, got the wrong thing, and out back into the world they go, amen, when they should have been preached, amen, you're lost, amen, you better get a hold of God and hold on for dear life, because the devil intends to carry you to hell where he's at. Come on, Brother Joe, amen. We've all heard many years ago, that preacher from California who was Australian, amen, preached that message, Hell's Best Kept Secret. Amen. He's also a big, amen, apologist, amen, against atheism. Amen. And but the Hell's Best Kept Secret was the falsely preached gospel. Amen. The gospel is, amen, not that you are loved, but that we are lost, born in this world, lost without God. Amen. And we need Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we'll call on Him, hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you, the wonderful thing about the gospel is, amen, that God has chosen us. Amen. Come on. He has called. Amen. And so, the Word of God, as I look at the definition for the word called, it means invited. Amen. The invited. Amen. I heard him back in the book of Isaiah. Amen. Come, let us reason together. Amen. Amen. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white. Amen. Like the wool. My. That, what an invitation that we have. Come by. Amen. Without money. Amen. Come buy something that's priceless, and it won't cost you because the price has already been paid. It'll cost you to keep it, amen, but it's already been bought and paid for. How in the world, amen, can anybody refuse such a deal as Christianity, amen, when God has paid the ultimate price, amen, that we might have life, amen. So God is called. Who's God called, Brother Joe? Whosoever will, amen. That's a wide open gate. Amen. Let them come and drink of the water of life freely. Don't matter where you're from. Don't matter how much money you got or don't got. Amen. It don't matter what you own if you don't own it, anything. Amen. But the clothes on your back if you got them. Amen. Amen. The call, the invitation. Amen. Is open. Hallelujah. Thank God. I was listening to, amen, that old brother that plays the steel guitar. Amen. Playing a song. I was riding down the road the other day. Amen. That old song you hear every now and then again. Amen. There's room at the cross for you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There's still room for one. Amen. Though millions might have come, thank God He ain't run out of grace. He ain't run out of blood. Amen. Glory to God. There's still room at the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to hurry. The called. Amen. Invited. The appointed. Amen. Thank God. According. The word according means as concerning or pertaining to. And it points to the word purpose. Amen. God's purpose. Which is a type. The word purpose is also showed forth as shewbread. Amen. Which was the type of Christ in the Old Testament. Amen. Christ, that shewbread, set, amen, on that table just outside the door that went into the holiest of all. Amen. And on that table also, or above that table, there is an incense altar. Amen. And sitting on that table is the candelabra. Amen. What is it doing? It's showing forth that shewbread. That's the light. Come on with Brother Job. That's the reason the church is here. Amen. We're here not to manifest some newfangled way of, amen, of feeling good about yourself, but to manifest Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. To show forth that shewbread. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. Amen to God. And so for that purpose, what in the end is the purpose of God? Amen, Brother Joel. Is to manifest Christ to a lost and a dying world. That's the reason the church is here. Amen. Glory to God. If I want to be chosen of God, let me choose then to do what God's purpose was in my life. Amen. He's called. Amen. But I heard Him say, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Why aren't they chosen, Brother Joe? Because they did not decide. Amen. I'm going to do it God's way. Amen. I thought about it, you know, as I studied this morning. Amen. There were people who started out right. Amen. I mean, they were people who had the goods. Amen. They were as evangelists in the 50s. And amen, I mean to tell you, amen, he had to, amen, God moved in his life. I've run into people in my lifetime that were healed under his ministry. Amen. But there came a point, amen, in his life that somehow or another he come to believe, amen, that what he had was his own. Amen. Somewhere or another he departed from what God said here in Romans chapter 8. Amen. According to his purpose, amen, he got his $50 line and his $100 line. Amen. My, come on with Brother Joe. You can't sell heaven. Amen. It ain't mine to sell. Amen. I can tell you, I don't own Christ. He owns me. Amen. Now, come on with Brother Joe. I said, I don't own Him. Amen. I know, amen, I am His and He is mine. Amen. He is mine in the capacity of my Savior. Amen. And the one that leads me. He's not mine in the sense that I own Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I can tell you, He owns me. Amen. If we'll give ourselves to Him, amen, then He'll give Himself unto us in the fullness thereof. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. He'll bear His arm. Hallelujah. And His strength. And He'll move by His Spirit. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. That there is, amen, a promise this morning. Amen. So the purpose, to His purpose, them He did foreknow. Amen. The word foreknow simply means to know beforehand. Amen. God never has to learn anything. Amen. I know we live in an age when folks just think God's a half-blind old man. Amen. Come on. I said a lot of people act like that God's, amen, a half-blind old man that comes to church on Sunday. Amen. He never sees anybody but on Sunday morning and don't see them very well. But God's not that. Amen. God has seen us before we ever thought about seeing or hearing or understanding. Amen. And He's known what was going to travel through our mind and what we're going to do with it. Amen. Before the world was ever... Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, come on. You talk about somebody that's qualified to lead you and I. Amen. That's somebody that truly does know it all. Amen. He knows everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, if we know Him in that capacity, we can say He's all I need. Amen. I'm going to choose Him. Amen to God. Oh, listen. I thought about I can never preach on, amen, called and chosen except remember that little old squeaky voice man. Amen. My, that was on, amen, that radio show that evening. I think my wife was shopping in Gapers. It was there then. Amen. I'm sitting out there listening to, amen, to that, amen, little man talk. Said, nobody ever chose me. Nobody wanted me on their team. Amen. Said, then I read in that book, the Bible, amen, where God said, you're not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Amen. My, he said, something sprung up in me. Nobody ever chose me. Nobody ever wanted me. Amen. But I heard the Lord say, I've chosen you. Amen to God. Oh, I'm telling you, me and Him and the Holy Ghost had us a time in that car. Thank God. I can't understand why in the world that He'd call me. Why that He'd want us. Come on with Brother Joe. But I'm so glad that He did. Amen. I'm glad that He does. Amen. Glory to God. He still stands with hands out. Stretched, amen, this morning, calling the world out of sin, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in spirit, amen to God. Come on, He's Jesus still the same one this morning that He's always been. Thank God. Hallelujah. He still calls men and women. Amen. He still says there's an invitation. Amen. I read in the last chapter of the book, amen, in the last couple verses, amen, the Word of God says in Revelation 22, amen, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Amen. And let everyone that is athirst come and drink of the water of life freely. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, that is the universal invitation, and it still stands today. Amen. I know there are not many. Amen. Brother David, amen, entrapped behind the lines of the Philistines. Amen. And he's yearning for the move of, amen, the move of God that we have today in this dispensation. And he said, oh, that I could drink of the water from the well that's just outside the gate at Bethlehem. Oh, I'm telling you, he's a thirsting for something. Amen. Come on. And now we have that dispensation, and few that want what they have. When David said, I long for it. Amen. I'd love to have it. Amen. His mighty men broke through the ranks, went down to Bethlehem, drew that water out of the well, brought it back to him. And David said, I can't drink of that. It's not yet been given. Amen. And he poured it out as an offering before God. Amen. My. Amen. I can tell you, Jesus said of one place that had refused the message of Christ. Amen. He said, He said, I'm going to tell you, amen, there's going to be other generations that are going to rise up in judgment of this generation. Amen. That I will tell you, if they, amen, had a seen my day, amen, and what has been offered to you, amen, I'm telling you, that old gal, amen, that old queen, and she looked at Solomon, amen, and said, what a wondrous work, amen. How much more would she have said that, amen, with the movement of the Holy Ghost? Let me hurry. Just about it. Let me hurry. Listen, I want to see the completeness of this. He foreknew them that he did foreknow what it, amen, he did predestinate. That means to limit in advance or to predetermine. I know when you get on predestination, some of our dear friends have, amen, they said that some folks are predestined, amen, to salvation, and other ones are predestinated to hell. Well, look through your Bible, and when you find whosoever will, amen, go ahead and scratch that out then, because it don't belong there. Amen, because it's not no longer whosoever. Amen, God's decided that some are going to heaven. That ain't what God's decided. Amen, God has predetermined, amen, the means and the way and the principle by which it's going to operate. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? God has already predetermined that Christians are to be Christ-like. Amen, come on. And He also has predetermined, amen, that there's only one name given among man, whereby man must be saved. There's not two ways. Hello, Miss Oprah. Amen. There are not many ways that lead to the pearly gates. Amen. There are many ways that lead to the gates of hell. Amen. But not to the pearly gates. Come on. There's only one way to the pearly gates. Oh, hallelujah. The crown of Baha and the crown that waits. It's the old crossroads and the way called faith. There's just one way to the pearly gates. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Because He shall save His people. People from their sin. Amen. Woo, I feel like having church. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He has predestinated. Amen. That means that God has decided how the plan is going to operate, and He ain't asking anybody about their opinion. Come on. He's not running an opinion poll. Amen. He's not going to have an election. Amen. To decide if He's going to be His way or somebody else's. Amen. My. Amen. God said, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Amen. Jeremiah stood Amen. Come on. In the 6th chapter, the 16th verse of the book of Jeremiah, and says, stand ye in the ways and see. Amen. Don't just stand there blind. Open the eyes and have a good look and walk. Amen. You walk in the good way. Amen. Come on. Oh, in the old paths. Amen. Come on. That's the ancient way. That's the way that God's ordained. Hello? Amen. And then He said, if you'll walk in that, amen, you will find rest unto your soul. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Amen. I'll give you rest. I'm going to give you rest from sin. I'm going to give you rest from ungodliness. I'm going to give you rest from walking in the flesh. And I'll give you a whole new life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah said, you'll find rest unto your souls. But what was their answer? Amen. Much like today, we will not walk therein. If you want to find the end of their ways, read the latter part of the book of Jeremiah. Read the book of Lamentations. Amen. And it is not a pleasant read. Amen. It is a horrible thing. Amen. That woman that stood up at AOC talking about eating babies. That's what the end. Come on with Brother Joe. That's what the end of that result was. Amen. Besieged. They ate their children. Amen. The king weeps because of one instance. Amen. He's walking. He hears a conversation. Amen. And a woman assaults him and says, hey, look at here. Amen. Get on this woman. Amen. We ate my baby yesterday. Amen. And she's hid hers. We're living in a terrible time. Amen. When they want to eat babies, when we ain't eat nobody hungry. Tell me we ain't arrived at a low estate. Amen. What does that say, Brother Joe? That says we need Jesus. Ain't nobody. Listen. Ain't nothing else to cure that. Amen. I said, there ain't nothing else will cure that. Amen. You can't reason. Amen. If logic and reason, amen, would deliver man from sin, the ancient Greeks would have been a wondrous society. Amen. But it was not. Amen. By the Word of God says, if that through, amen, by through knowledge, amen, that the God had, amen, brought about deliverance, amen, He said, then He said, amen, God would have had no need to send Jesus. Amen. But after that, through wisdom, the world by wisdom knew not God. Amen. God chose it by the foolishness of preaching to save them that what? That believe. Amen to God. That believe what? That believe the message of God. That believe the gospel. Amen. Brother Paul says in Romans chapter 1, amen, there in verse number 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Come on, Brother Joe. Aren't you glad this morning if you've been called, amen, and honored that call, and been chosen of God. I'm telling you, it is the greatest blessing known to man. Amen. Let me get where I'm going. Amen. Perfect foreknow, He had predestinated that we ought to be conformed. The word conform means jointly formed, or it means fashioned like unto. Come on. That we ought to be fashioned like Christ. Amen. Like the Lord. Woo! A first were known as Christians at Antioch. Why? Because they was Christ-like. They reminded them of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Amen. That old song says, amen. I want to be so much like Him that the world can't tell us apart. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. That He went on and said, conform to the image. The word image means a representation or a resemblance. Amen. Firstborn. Amen. But the firstborn means the prototype. Hello? Amen. Which means the pattern. Amen. When they have mixing together their crops, the first, amen, ears that came in on the wheat, amen, and were full and pretty, they gathered those and they went in, amen, and celebrated before God, and they praised God and hoisted them up, amen, and asked God that He may make the whole crop like them. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. The first fruits. Amen. My, come on. The firstborn among many brethren. Amen. It's a stone which the builders have refused has become the head of the corner. Amen. Everything in that building is measured off of that stone. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you in his church. Amen. Everything is measured by Christ. Amen. How do I mow? How do I shape up? How do I weigh up concerning him? Amen. Hallelujah. Chosen. Amen. I got to get where I'm going. Hallelujah. I know I want to. Amen. Whoops. Better hurry. Amen. A calling. Amen. He went on down and justified. The firstborn, he's healed. Not only that, he's justified. Amen. And glorified. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Listen. Amen. God has justified. That means that. Amen. That God has made it so that we can be considered as if we have never sinned. That don't mean I hadn't never sinned. It just means that through the atoning work of Christ, amen, that shows us that God wipes away that sin into forgetfulness as if it has never been done. Amen. Come on. And then he just... Isn't it wonderful that God would even go to justified? But he didn't stop there. He went on and said, glorified. Amen. Well, let's just look at glorified. I got to hurry. I wanted to get this. I started to go by it, but God wouldn't let me. Amen. It means glorious in a wide application. Amen. Honor and to magnify. Amen. My. Amen. He has made us, the Word of God says, he had made us accepted in the Beloved. Amen. And you look that word accepted up, and it is defined in these words, highly honored. Amen. Highly honored. Amen. You can't have that anywhere but in Christ. You can't have it outside of Him. You can't have it through the ability of the flesh. Amen. I preached a few funerals in my time that those Shriners wanted to have their little ritual. They asked me, do you mind if we come into church amen, for the service? I said, no, sir, I don't mind. Amen. Every time, I know some people said, I want you in the church. Come on in. Amen. I want you to hear something. Amen. I want you to hear that all of your money, all of your efforts, and all of your so-called goodness will not get you through the pearly gates. Amen. I'm concerned about your soul as well as everybody else's. Amen. Amen. Until you come to the knowledge, amen, that it's not by might or by power, but it's by His Spirit and by the shed blood of the Lamb of God, you're doomed to a godless eternity. Amen. Don't matter how many people, amen, I hear the Apostle Paul, though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, have not charity. Amen. It profits me nothing. Though I give my body, all of my riches away and give my body to be burned, it will not do anything. So I got to come the same way as everybody else. Let me glorify. I'm so glad He's glorified us. Amen. Now, this calling that we have of God is a holy calling. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:9, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which He hath given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Sometimes today you wouldn't even know, amen, that it was a holy calling. You wouldn't know holy had anything to do with it. Amen. Come on. But I can tell you it's still a holy calling. He has not called us unto unrighteousness. Amen. But He has called us unto righteousness and godliness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He didn't call me in sin. He called me out of sin. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I said He didn't call me to sin. He called me to be delivered from sin. Amen. Come out from among them and be you separate, I heard Him say, and I will receive you. Amen. Woo. Glory. Behold, I am not the messenger of unrighteousness, saith the Lord, but behold, I am the minister of righteousness to them who would separate themselves from sin and from a worldly affection. Behold, shall I not receive? But behold, I have made it plain, saith the Lord, that no man can serve two masters. Behold, he will love one and despise the other. Behold, but he that will depart from sin, and behold, come out and be separate, shall I not receive, saith the Lord? Shall I not bless? Shall I not glorify? glorify, and shall I not deliver, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a holy calling. Amen. My. Amen. Now the call, it is a call to follow in the footsteps of Christ. Amen. Come with me. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. Amen. My. Amen. Don Sheldon wrote those articles that were printed in the newspaper in the 1800s. Amen. Later turned into a book called In His Steps. My. And the primary theme out of that book was, amen, WWJD. Amen. What would Jesus do? Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That's what He's called us. Amen. Not to do my thing. Jesus come and said, I ain't come, amen, to do my will. Amen. But I've come to do the will of Him that sent me. I ain't come to speak my little words, but I've come to speak the words of Him that sent me. No wonder. Amen. They said, this man speaking with authority. Amen. Why? He's come to speak for the one, amen, that has all authority. Hallelujah. And it was given unto him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And if I read my Bible right, amen, in the Great Commission, it is given unto the church, amen, to do likewise. Amen. To speak the words of a holy God. Amen. I heard Brother Clendenin, amen, say many years ago, God has not called His church to talk about Him. Amen. He has sent us to speak for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. We are His ambassadors. Amen. My. Amen. Listen, now that old theme of Christ's ambassadors that you probably won't hear anymore. Amen. Probably ain't heard in years. Either He is Lord of all. Amen. Or He is not Lord at all. Amen. I agree 100% in that slogan. If He's not Lord of all, then He's not Lord at all. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We got a holy calling. Amen. And we got a calling to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. I got to hurry. We're called to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. According as His divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. Glory simply means, amen, that He has called us to do what? What He said in that Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has arisen upon thee. Amen. And the word virtue means purity. Amen. Unmixed. Amen. It's virtuous. Oh, hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. My, I preach that in a mixed world. Amen. That professes Christ. I can tell you, my Bible says that God hates a mixture. Amen. I said God hates a mixture. Amen. I can tell you, God doesn't, amen, it's not after a lot of Him and a little bit of me. God is after Him and Him only. That's what He wants. Amen. Called unto glory and virtue. 2 Peter, His divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. He has all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You mean to tell me that God has not left anything out, preacher? He has not left one thing out. Amen. Listen. Amen. What everything that God has called us to do, amen, is possible through Christ. Amen. Come on. Jesus makes that clear. The Word of God shows us in John chapter 15, amen, that without Him we can do nothing. And then through the Apostle Paul, as he declares, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can tell you, nothing to all things is a long ways in between. You hear me? Oh, that's the difference that Jesus makes. I said, that's the difference that He makes. Yeah. Woo! From nothing to, amen, to the infinite. My. Amen. Oh, you nasty man. Hey, who wouldn't want that all things rather than that big fat zero? Amen. Glory to God. Let me follow Him. Let me walk with Him. Amen. Come on. I said, let me walk with Him. My. He's called us to glory and virtue. Called to be the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Where therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. Amen. My. Oh, He's called me to be the sons of the offspring of God. You tell me God's got a bad offspring, and I'll tell you, you better check again. And some of what professes to be the sons of God, you tell me that's God's offspring, and I'll say, I'm having real second thoughts about that. Hello? You know something? Wherever I go, anybody that knows my family, they don't have much problem figuring out I'm a Gilman. It kind of stands out. We have traits. Amen? I said we have things that mark us. Amen. Now, listen. Amen. There are things that mark Christ. Hello? The Apostle Paul said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Called to be the sons of God. Called, the called are chosen and faithful. Revelation 17 and 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. My. Come on, I'm going to say that again. They that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. Amen. The called, amen, pretty much goes everywhere. Amen. The chosen weeds out. Amen. And the faithful, amen. If God chooses, who's God going to choose, Brother Joe? The faithful. My. Amen. He said, my, listen, he said when he's coming back after a people that are zealous of good works. Amen. He ain't talking about pharisaical good works either. He's talking about people that are willing to obey Him and be about His business and His purpose. Amen. Glory to God. He's prepared a place for them. Amen. Lord, I want to be part of that number. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to get some word in a minute. Try to finish up. Many, listen, amen. Many call, but few chosen. We mentioned that earlier, Romans in Matthew 20 and 16. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Matthew 22 and 14 again. For many are called, but few are chosen. Twice in a few chapters of Scripture is that mentioned in the Word of God. I believe the Lord was trying to make a little bit of emphasis here. Many called, few chosen. Whosoever will is to call. Amen. And the invitation. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of difference in the number from the invitation. Amen. To the chosen. Amen. Why? Amen. Because men are not willing to leave what they think they want and what they think they have. I got a brother ain't got nothing. He holds on to it like it's worth millions. Amen. Come on. People going to die and go to hell holding on to a bowl of beans that ain't worth a dime? Come on, Brother Joe. My God. Amen. Because the devil had blinded their eyes. Come on. Amen. You can show, amen. It should be easy to see as plain as the nose on your face, but they'll hold on to a miserable life. Amen. Come on with me. I preach on that street and make people angry. Why are you holding on to that misery? Why are you holding on to that hell you got in your hands when you can have heaven? Oh, hallelujah. Why you want to hold on to that, amen, to a demon-possessed, amen, eternity without God? When you could have had an eternity, amen, that there is no value that you can place on it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The called are chosen and ordained of God. John 16 and 16. But ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you, amen, by the way, that word ordained is from the root word ordered, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. My, here's a little, amen, addition with a promise that's attached to it, amen, to God. If I'm willing, amen, to choose God, amen, because God's chosen me. He made it plain, amen, that without Him choosing, there would be no choice of mine or yours. Amen. But thank God, amen, He was willing, like that song says, to drink that bitter cup. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That old song says, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. Amen. It was I that should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That He was willing. And because He chose to drink that cup. Amen. I and you have a choice today. Amen. Over to God. Let me, amen, choose to walk with Him. Amen. Let me choose to be identified with Him. Amen. Let me love Him. Amen. Let me embrace Him. Let me follow Him. Let me walk just as close as we possibly can. Amen. My. And in the end, He will lead us into that land that bloweth with milk and honey. My. Amen. The call have a reason to boast. 1 Corinthians 1:27. Amen. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. My, my, my. Amen. Why? Because it ain't man that's done it. Amen. It's not by works, lest any man should boast, but it is by the Spirit and the power of God. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to get where I want to go this morning. The reward of the call that are faithful. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Amen. I want to read in the book of, back in the Old Testament, a few verses of Scripture concerning the chosen. 1 Chronicles 16:13. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Psalms 89:3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Isaiah 41:8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Amen. Oh, isn't that a wonderful title? Isaiah 41:9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Verse number 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Amen. I'm going back to Isaiah again. Amen. Chapter 43. Amen. But thou, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, hallelujah. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Amen. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Amen to God. My, you mean to tell me there's something on this side for the chosen? Oh, indeed. Amen. Glory to God. If there's going to be any victory, if there's going to be any real joy in this world, it's going to be found in being the chosen of God. Amen. The whole term of the church, amen, the Greek word ecclesia, amen, means the called out. Amen. Those that have separated themselves because, amen, I have heard the call. Amen, glory to God. And I have rose up, and I have run. Amen to God. Abraham heard the call. Get you up, amen, and get you out of this country and out from among your father's kinsmen. Amen, and I'm going to show you a place. Hey, amen, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to your posterity. Woo! What did Abraham do? He packed his duds, and he got up, and he went. The Word of God said he went not knowing whether he went. Amen. But he went following somebody that knew where he was going. Come on, my brother Joe. Listen. I ain't never been to heaven. Amen. But I'm following somebody that knows. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you Jesus went and he just patched the Holy Ghost. Amen. To come back. Amen. And to give not only direction and leadership that he'd lead us into all truth. Amen. But to give us power. Amen. That we might be able to walk. Amen. In the footsteps of Christ. Amen. I heard Oswald Chambers say, amen, about getting in the stride of God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, if we'll let the Holy Ghost run us, we can get in stride with God and we can walk in unison with Him. Woo! And one day we'll walk right through them pearly gates. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. I'm going to close right here. And we're going to go to the New Testament and close. Matthew chapter 28. Most of us know it as the Great Commission. Amen. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power, amen, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then he turns and says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse number 17. Amen. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, come on, this is in this world, in Jesus' ministry, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject, amen, come on, unto us through thy name, or through your authority. Amen. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power. Come on. You mean he only gave it to the 70? No. Who did he give it to, Brother Joe? The called and the chosen. Amen. My. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all A-L-L. And Brother Keeter said, all means all. All the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That don't mean you won't suffer. Amen. When the Bible references hurt, it means to, amen, destroy or to tamper with your eternity. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen to God. More than anything, amen, this morning, amen, God's chosen, amen, got their names wrote down. Amen. And I read in that book of Revelation, amen, that said, he's going to give us a new name. Amen. Glory to God, my noble Josiah. I'm waiting one of these days. Amen. I'm going to have that new name. Amen. It's going to all be done. We're going to stand and rejoice in the presence of Him who hath chosen us and be wonderfully glad that we have chosen Him. Woo! Because we have responded to the call and chose to obey. Amen. God said, amen, in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, that He was glad to be called their God. And He has prepared for them a city. And one day, I'm going to go up to that city. Amen. That old black preacher out of Atlanta said, heaven, it's a beautiful city. Woo! Amen. I don't think his words in the English language or any other to describe that city. Amen. But one day, amen, I'm going to do the words of that song. Going to know how it feels to walk down the streets of that city that's almost unimaginable by human mind. Father, I thank you that you have called. I thank you, Lord, that you have chosen, amen, to make the way. You have chosen the plan of salvation. You have ordained it. You have set it in order. You have set forth the boundaries and you have set the standards. And Lord, then you have turned with outstretched hands and says, come, behold all you that labor and are heavy laden. Come and I'll give you rest. You have given us, God, hope. You have given us deliverance. You have given us ability. Lord, and you have given us promises, precious promises of the Word of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. Therefore, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And in the end, that we may have the crown and the joy of the chosen and the faithful and the true. In the name of Jesus. Let's close in prayer this morning. Amen. The world needs, amen, Jesus. Amen. The church, His church. When I say the church, Brother Joe ain't referring just to, amen, the church in general. I'm talking about His church. They got something. Amen. It's worth more, amen, than all the wealth of this world multiplied over millions upon millions upon millions of times. Amen. There is nothing in this world that can come even within them, amen, light years of what having Christ, amen, alive in the heart is worth. Amen. My. What an honor it is to be a part of the family of God. Amen. What an honor that it is, amen, to have a glorious relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. To walk in the fullness of His Spirit. Amen. To know Him in His power and His might and His glory. Amen. And to know, amen, His love for us that is almost, amen, unfathomable. Amen. Glory to God. The psalmist said, when I behold the moon and the stars, amen, mine, all that heavenly beauty, thee, who art thou, O man, that God is mindful of thee. Amen. That word mindful means that He considers and that He observes. Amen. Glory to God. And that He knows. Amen. David said, He knows I am but dust and my frame is weak. Amen. He knows when my hard times. He knows my going outs are coming in. Amen. He knows our struggles. Amen. He knows our heartaches. Amen. Surely He's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's won the victory. Amen. Let me walk with Him. Oh, take my yoke upon you, He says, and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in spirit. Amen. Glory to God. My boy, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen to God. And He will lead us. Amen. In the paths of righteousness for our name. Amen. For His name's sake. And He will cause us to be led down by the still waters. Amen. And into the green pastures. Amen. And when we fight the devil, amen, He'll set a table, amen, before us in the very presence of the enemy. Hallelujah. Ah, what a wonderful privilege it is to be a chosen of God. Amen. You see, the world may hate you. Amen. They may decide that they need to get rid of you. Amen. But if God don't want them to, He can't do anything. And God allows, He's just going to bring you home to glory. Amen. My, my, my. The old Apostle Paul said that in the book of Philippians to the Philippian church. Amen. I'd rather be absent to be out in the body, be in the presence of the Lord. He said, be honest with you, I'd rather be where you at, Lord. Amen. But Lord, if you want me to stay here, then I got a little token. Amen. This is it. Amen. To live is Christ. To die is gain. Amen to God. How, pray tell, do you threaten somebody who believes that and embraces that, amen, and cherishes that in their heart? Amen to God. I'm telling you, you can't lose being a child of God. It's impossible to lose. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk about a winner. The world say, oh, you bunch of losers. Oh, you don't know what losing is. Amen. Jesus said, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what profited him? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. I know who the losers are. They who lose out with God have lost everything, and they have lost it forever. Amen. I don't want to be a part of that crowd. I want to be a real winner. Amen. Thank God.